Hey girl, welcome to the Hustlin' Mama podcast, where we're all about making your dreams a reality. My name's Emily, and each week I'll be bringing you powerful motivation to help you tackle your goals in health, business, and motherhood. We are all about having fun, keeping it real, owning our struggles, and creating a life we freaking love. So let's lean in together and let's freaking do this. Hello, friend. Oh my goodness. It has been a hot minute since I have hopped on this mic, and I am so excited to be here with you today. If you don't know, my name is Emily. I am the host of the Hustlin' Mama podcast, and holy freaking cow. I just looked back at my podcast history because I was like, when is the last time I've recorded an episode? I've been wanting to hop on the mic for a while, but I just couldn't remember. I was like, was I even pregnant the last time I hopped on here? I don't know. It was like the end of August. It feels like so long ago. And if you are a mom, a business owner, a mom who owns a business, you can probably relate. It feels like time flies, but also sometimes like the days last forever. Maybe you can relate to that. And like in the best way, we just get so much, we cram so much stuff into our days. And even if you're not a mom or a business owner, like I'm sure that you can relate to that as well. Sometimes it just feels a little chaotic, and I'm not gonna lie to you, I don't really have a whole like mapped out plan for this episode. A lot of times I hop on here and I have like bullets of things I want to talk about, and I try to have like a really clear vision. And I thought I had one. Like I knew I wanted to come on the mic as like, I want to like update everybody on how pregnancy is going, being pregnant while running a business, working from home with a toddler. And that's what I thought I was going to talk about. And then when I went to sit down, I was like, I don't know, like maybe I want to talk about like finding flexibility and things like that. So we're just going to kind of chat like we're besties sitting on the couch together and see where this goes. And I'm just so glad that you're along on this ride with me. Because it's so much more fun when we do this together. It can feel so lonely as an entrepreneur, especially if you work from home when you're by yourself. And even if like you're like me and you have kids home with you, you're not really by yourself, but sometimes it feels like you're by yourself, if that makes sense. So it's just so much fun when we get to chat and do this together and connect. And yeah, I just love hearing from all of you guys. So if this episode resonates with you, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram, or like share it on your story, share it with some friends, and just like, let's build this community and make it super freaking fun. So that we don't all feel like we're going through this alone. So just a little update on how things are going over here. Like I said, I'm pregnant, which I know I've talked about in my past episode. As of today, if you're listening to this live, it is October 18th, the day that I'm recording this. It's a Wednesday, and I am 31 weeks pregnant and one day. So I don't know if you guys count the days if you are pregnant, if you've ever been pregnant. I do. I don't know why. It just makes me feel better. So 31 weeks pregnant and one day. Baby girl is the size of a head of romaine lettuce. So that's pretty cool. And yeah, we are just doing the dang thing. So I feel very pregnant. I'm at that point in my pregnancy where I'm starting to get uncomfortable. Sleep is getting a little bit more challenging. I'll have a ton of energy one minute, and then the next minute, I'm just so exhausted. And that's kind of where the idea of today's topic of finding flexibility in your season came up, and what I thought would be really helpful. Because while I am pregnant and running a business, I also have a toddler at home with me, my son, who is 2, and we just moved him into a toddler bed from his crib. So we made the switch probably about 3 weeks ago, and really, like, I knew it was coming, but I was trying to push it off as long as possible. Like, if you're a mom, you know, like, it is just a whole new ball game of him being able to get up whenever he wants. He was sleeping pretty well through the night. He would wake up every now and then, but he would usually go back to sleep on his own in his crib. But he started being able to climb out of it. And that was kind of when like we were like, yeah, we don't have an option. Like, we have to take the sides down because it's just not safe for him to be able to climb out of his bed. So we took the side down, transitioned it to a toddler bed. And it wasn't as rough as I expected. expected it to be, but it definitely hasn't been smooth sailing. Like, I thought we were going to be up like every hour and he was never going to go to sleep. And he sleeps pretty much, would sleep for probably about half the night and wake up around 2 or 3. But then he was being up, like was up until like 5 or 6 in the morning. And my husband works, he is in maintenance and he leaves pretty early in the morning. So I am the one getting up with him in the middle of the night. And like I said, I'm pregnant, so I'm just tired without being up in the middle of the night. And then once I was up, I like couldn't fall back asleep because I just like between the pregnancy insomnia that I sometimes get and just like I am somebody who naturally has a lot of energy. I like to do things and be productive. Like once I'm out of bed, I'm pretty much like up for the day. And it was just making for really long days because I was trying to force myself to go back to sleep, which wasn't really helpful. And you know, all that stuff. So it was a rough couple of weeks. And then we have just been kind of letting him, we kind of made the transition the past week or so, where if he wakes up in the middle of the night and he comes in our room, instead of trying to put him back to sleep in his bed, we've just been letting him climb in bed with us because he will actually go back to sleep way more quickly. Like he is not up for hours. And right now that is what we need. Like I know I need sleep. Baby girl needs me to be sleeping. My husband needs sleep so that he can work. So that is what we are doing that works for us. And I know it's not for everyone. That is kind of where we are. So in this season of growing a baby, having a toddler whose schedule has been super out of whack, growing a business and, you know, just trying to do things around the house, it felt really hard for a couple of weeks. Like I was trying to force my typical daily routine into this life of what felt like pure chaos. And I don't know what it was, but this weekend, I just really was thinking of how like stressed I had been feeling and how grumpy and frustrated I was feeling. And I was like, I do not want to feel this way. And I know like when baby girl is born, I'm going to be even more exhausted. Our schedule is going to be even more mixed up. And it was just kind of giving me an insight of like, is this what I want our like new life to look like when baby girl is here, when we're not really sleeping, because she's going to be needing to eat every few hours and like our schedule is going to be messed up. Like, this is not what I want to feel like. This is not what I want our life to look like. And it just like hit me of being like, okay, then change your schedule. Like, I have the extreme privilege, which I acknowledge, that I work from home. I work part-time for my day job, and then I also run my own business. So my hours are insanely flexible, which I'm so grateful for. And just knowing that, like, I was trying to force myself to keep the schedule that nobody else was making me keep, and realizing that, being like, oh, like, I don't have to get up at 5. Like, I've just been getting up at 5 because that's what I've been doing for years. That's what I enjoy doing, is getting up early before my son wakes up so that I get a little bit of time alone and really soaking up a little bit of quiet before I start the day. Maybe you're like me, like that time is essential. I knew I didn't want to give it up, but I also knew at the same time, like, I don't have to get up at the same time every day. Because it wasn't working. It wasn't working for what we were doing. It wasn't like I was getting up and I was waking my son up and then I was getting frustrated because I was like, I just want time alone. And if you're a mom, I know you feel that. Like sometimes you just need like 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours by yourself before the day starts to get adjusted for the day. So really looking at that and being like, where can I kind of tweak things? What is essential to me and my mental health and being able to show up as the mom and the partner and the business owner that I want, and really adjusting my schedule accordingly. And like I said, it doesn't have to be a big adjustment. Just this week, I've started sleeping in like an hour later because I figured out, like, I don't know, maybe if you're a mom, you know, like sometimes you like feel like you're struggling so hard to figure out like how to get like your kid to do what you want them to do, or like even in your business, how to get this result that you want. And you're just like, why is it not working? And it's because you're trying to shove your old routines, your old habits and things into a new hole, whatever. I don't know if that analogy makes sense, but you're trying to like shove this old thing into this new thing and hope that it works out. And you're just so frustrated because you're like, it's not working and I don't know why and I don't know what to do. And then you just get a moment of clarity if you really take a second to pause and you're like, well, duh, it's not working because this is a new season. I need a new routine. I need to be more flexible and be open to a new way of doing things. Sorry about that. You have to be open to a new way of doing things and trying out some stuff and being okay if it doesn't work. So this weekend, it kind of hit me. I was like, why don't I like sleep in a little bit later? I can still get up before Garrett gets up, but it doesn't have to be as I don't have to get up as early. So I've been sleeping in a little, which is weird for me as somebody who's been an early bird. Like even when I worked my corporate job before Garrett was born, I was always like part of like the 4 a.m. club. I was like, gotta get up at 4 a.m., do my morning routine, get my workout done, do all the things before I start work. So kind of letting go of that identity a little bit has been weird. And that is a big part of the flexibility is we have to be open to letting go of identities that we've maybe held onto for a really long time. And it's going to feel weird and it's going to feel really uncomfortable. But sometimes it's just so necessary for our growth. So like I said, I had to let go of that identity of being somebody who gets up like insanely early and being okay with sleeping in a little bit. And I know you'll probably laugh if I tell you I'm sleeping in until 6 a.m. I told my confidence coach that and she's like, Emily, that is not sleeping in. And I was like, it is for me. Like I'm somebody who likes to be up really early. So 6 a.m. feels later in the morning. I know it's not for everyone, but hey, we're all about living our truths here. And that is my truth, that 6 a.m. feels later in the morning. So anyway, I've started sleeping in. I give myself time. Like if I don't get my workout in the morning, then I'm like, okay, either Garrett and I are going to go for a walk later, or I'm going to work out while he naps. And really holding myself to that and holding myself to the promises that I make for myself, because I feel like it's so easy when you're coming up with like a new routine to just let life take over. And if you're a business owner and a mama, which I'm guessing you are either one or both or of those things, if you're here, maybe you're not. And if you're not, that's okay too. I'm sure you can find a way that this relates. But it's just so easy to let life take over and to not show up for yourself in the way that you promised yourself that you would, whether it be a workout, whether it be business tasks that you know you need to do, but you just keep putting off because other stuff keeps coming up and it just doesn't feel as important. It's important. If it's important to you, if it's something that you want to do, if it's something on your heart, if it's something that's going to help you feel better and show up better, it's important and you need to treat it that way. So schedule it in your day as if it's a meeting. And sometimes if you're like me, you can get hung up on that and be like, well, then it has to be done at this time. It doesn't. You can reschedule a meeting. How many times have you had meetings rescheduled in your life? It's okay if it needs to be done at a different time, but just make sure it gets done and keep that promise to yourself because that's how you're going to build confidence. That's how you're going to realize that you can do hard things and how strong and capable you are is by showing up. You have to show up to build that belief in yourself. So really setting those key habits, those key tasks that you want to complete every single day or most days, it doesn't have to be every day, but most days, and keeping yourself accountable to those. So for me personally, I have my to-do list in my planner of like the tasks I need to do for everyone else, for my business, for the house, for work and all of those things. And then I also have a little checklist of like these four things are for me every day and I need to do at least three of them. And that way I can really hold myself accountable and make sure, like if you're just mentally telling yourself, yeah, I'm going to work out today or like, yeah, I'm going to journal or meditate, but you're not tracking it or holding yourself accountable in some way. Maybe it's sharing it with a friend, sharing it on social media, doing like an accountability group of some kind. It's so easy to just be like, nobody's going to know if I don't do it and push it off. So I really recommend having a way to hold yourself accountable to these promises that you want to make to yourself, but being flexible in your approach and knowing that it doesn't have to look exactly the same way every day, but just as long as you show up and get it done is what matters. And then also that's kind of like my midday check I've been doing with myself. And then also I've been a little bit more flexible with staying up a little bit later since I'm sleeping in a little bit. I'm like, okay, like if I'm sleeping in, I can stay up a little bit later. And that's really been helping take some pressure off of getting things done during the day. And maybe that works for you. Maybe you're like, I don't want to stay up later. I don't really know. This is just what's working for me. And I just hope that you can take what you need and apply it to your life in a way that works for you. Maybe it doesn't look exactly like it does for me, and that's okay. You just have to do what works for you. So what I've been finding with being more flexible in my bedtime, surprisingly, like I said, is it just helps me take a little bit of pressure off because I was putting a lot of pressure on myself to get everything humanly possible done while Garrett napped. And then I was just feeling stressed and rushed, and like I had to do all of these things, and if I didn't, then I was just like screwed the rest of the night, basically, is how I was feeling. So this week, with having time in the evening, it just has really been like, okay, like if I don't finish this thing for work, that's fine, because I have an hour-ish after he goes to bed that I'm giving myself, reserving for myself to work on something. Or you could even use that as time for you. Like maybe you're not a morning person. Maybe you don't want to get up, but maybe you stay up and take some time for yourself in the evening after your kid goes to bed and like take a bath or read a book or do whatever it is that you want to do to help you feel better mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever it is that you need. I just really hope that you give yourself that time, because it is so important and it is so hard to do when you feel like everybody is relying on you and that you have to do it all. But you don't, because you know what? If you, I'm hoping that you have a community around you that could help you with your kids, or if you need support in your business, you know, I'm here. I'm happy to help with virtual assistant work. I actually have a few hours open in November for some new clients, which I know people have been hesitant. Like, I know you're having a baby in December. Like, are you taking on new clients? The answer is yes. I do have some availability. So if you're interested, send me a DM on Instagram. Let's chat. I would love to talk with you about it. You don't have to do it all alone. And sometimes it just takes being open and being flexible in your approach to really open the doors for more energy, more relaxation, less stress, and just feeling really freaking good about where you're going. So I am so grateful that you hung out with me today for this kind of rambly, random, wild episode of me having no plan. Welcome to my life. Welcome to mom and business owner life. Sometimes you just got to show up and do it, even when you don't really know what you're doing. So here we are, just living our real lives over here. So I hope this episode was helpful. If it was, please let me know. And like I said, please share it with a friend so we can continue to get this message out into the world. I hope that you have a great day, and I will chat with you next time. But until then, keep on hustling.